Radio Free Cybertron presents Transformers the Movie, Part 3. Transformers!
Starring Brian Kilby as Galvatron, Turin as Spike Witwicky, Zabavor as everyone else, with special surprise guest stars. While the funeral dirge for Optimus Prime plays on, the Decepticons retreat from the inferno that is Autobot City.
You'd better jettison some way or we'll never make it to Cybertron. Well, we'll make it to Cybertron, we just won't get there safely. See, we won't be able to stop once we get there. Basically, we'll be splattered into tiny little Decepticons. I think the key idea to remember is that if we don't jettison some weight, we'll all be killed.
Are you finished?
Yes.
Besides, you meant mass, didn't you?
Well, yeah.
Fellow Decepticons, Astrotrain has requested that we lighten our load.
Actually, it's quite a bit more urgent than a request.
Now shut up, you fool.
I say it is survival of the fittest.
Do I hear a second on that?
Aye.
Sure.
Yeah. What was the question again?
Any opposed? Nay.
No, no, no!
Has anybody seen my left arm?
The eyes have it!
Please, no!
No, no!
Damn, there's no place like home.
Hey, I can see my house from here.
Bye-bye,
don't
Solo.
Forget to ride.
See ya. Would want to be ya.
Oh, Megatron. So, Megatron. Megarino. Meganatrissimo. How's everything?
Wait. I still function.
Not for long. Oh, how it pains me to do this.
Wait.
Hasta la vista, Meggy.
Wait.
As Megatron has, well, abdicated, I suppose that makes me the new leader, being next in the chain of command and all.
Not so fast, Starscream. The Constructicons won't devastate the most powerful robot. Assuming you don't count Bruticus or Minosaur, we should rule.
Soundwave superior, Constructicons inferior, and stupid, and ugly.
Who are you calling inferior?
Nobody would follow an uncharismatic boar like you!
Hey, nobody calls Soundwave uncharismatic!
Decepticons, please! Don't let this degenerate into violence!
Megatron. What's up?
Who said that?
I am Unicron.
Show yourself.
We hardly know each other. Now pay attention. I have summoned you here for a purpose.
Nobody summons Megatron.
Wrong.
You dare to mock me?
Yes.
State your business.
This is my command. You are to destroy the Autobot Matrix of Leadership.
What's that?
No one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. It is the one thing, the only thing, that can stand in my way. Barring any planet-destroying battle stations from another universe.
You have nothing to fear. I have already crushed Optimus Prime with my bare hands.
No, you didn't.
Well, just about.
Afraid not.
Well, Slaggett, he's dead at any rate, and the Matrix died with him!
Wrong! The Matrix has been passed to their new leader, Ultra Magnus. Destroy it for me.
Why should I? What's in it for me?
Your life.
And?
I will provide you with a new body, and new troops to command.
And?
And nothing! You belong to me now.
I belong to nobody!
Fine. By all means, proceed on your way to oblivion.
And?
Am I not speaking clearly or something? Excellent. Behold, Galvatron, and these shall be your minions, Scourge the Tracker, and his huntsmen, the Sweeps.
A glowing fog surrounds the Decepticons, turning Thundercracker into Scourge. Yes, Thundercracker.
Cyclonus the Warrior, and his armada. Whoops. Okay, just Cyclonus then.
I will rip open Ultra Magnus and any Autobot who gets in my way. The Matrix shall be destroyed. Okay then. Let's all get acquainted. I, as you know, used to be Megatron. You? Cyclonus, is it? How are you then? You were Skywarp a minute ago, weren't you?
Prefer to carry out our mission, mighty Galvatron.
Go. Destroy the Autobot Matrix. Of leadership, that is.
Come along, Scourge.
Scourge thinks we should go to Cybertron and teach Starscream a lesson.
Yes. To Cybertron!
Go. Destroy the Matrix.
Starscream, this is bad comedy.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a fool!
I know you are, but what am I?
You'll pay for your insolence!
Wait a minute. You're not Megatron in a new body by any chance, are you?
Here's a hint.
Ow! That stings! Galvatron! I don't think Unicron hooked up your weapons correctly. Let me take a look. I think I can give you more power. Okay. Try it now. Wait, wait! Oh, yeah! Ah!
anyone attempt to fill his shoes?
Well, actually, I think I should be the next leader.
Will anyone attempt to fill his shoes?
I think that...
Anyone else?
What do you say his name was?
Rumble, it's me, Megatron. I got a new body. I've chosen to go by the name Galvatron from now on.
What the smeg is that?
Well, it looks like a giant planet about to kill us. Maybe you'd better radio for help.
Talk to me, Earth. We got a situation out here. Roger me, welcome me, anything. Hello, hello, Earth.
I'm picking up a faint signal.
I'm also getting a distress call from Moonbase 1. This is Jazz. Giant, enormous, weird-looking planet just showed up in the suburbs of Cybertron. And it's attacking Moonbase 1. I think we're on our own. Let's get out of here. Fuel. Check. Navigational computer. Online. Fuzzy dice. Check. Hit it. Jazz! We're not getting away! Thank you, Captain Obvious! Throw some stuff out! Maybe with less weight, we can break free! You mean mass, don't you? Yeah, whatever! No, not my Four Seasons CDs!
Meanwhile...
This is Spike and Bumblebee, up here on Moonbase 2.
This thing, this monster planet just ripped the first moon to shreds!
And it's heading this way. We'll try and slow it down, but I think we have about as much chance as something really unlikely. You better get here fast, because we're... Bumblebee, activate the explosives! If this doesn't stop it, nothing will. Short of some sort of Deus Ex Machina. Nothing can go wrong now!
Look!
It isn't even scratched! Well, that's just great! What are we supposed to do now, huh? What are we gonna do? Game over, man! Game over!
We're being sucked into it!
We're all gonna die!
How dare Unicron! Cybertron and all its moons! Whole universe, for that matter, as I said on occasion, belong to me!
Oh yeah?
Now remember, Sandcastlebot belongs to him!
I belong to nobody! No, I will obey, Unicron. You scumbag. Decepticons! To Earth!
I'm hanging with the wrong crowd!
Radio Free Cybertron is not affiliated with Hasbro or Takara. Music from the Till All Are One CD used by permission of 3H Enterprises. celebrity voices impersonated. Obviously.